from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Santana Moss is one of the best wide receivers in Washington football history. 581 catches, 7,800 yards, and 47 touchdowns. And we're lucky enough over the years to be able to say we've gotten to know Tana and consider him a friend of the show. And he joins us now on the BetQL guest hotline. Santana, thanks for a few minutes, man. How you been?
Always good, buddy. How you doing, man?
Doing very well, pal. Appreciate you hopping aboard. So a lot of different things we want to ask you about the receiver room right now. But let's just start with the trade of Jahan Dotson. Were you surprised that they moved on from him just a couple years after he really showed well as a rookie?
Yeah, I'm a bit surprised, man. I think when it comes down to just seeing what he did his first year and then following up his second year, probably wasn't the best. We probably could have got out of him his second year, but there was so much going on with that offense and them passing the ball as many times as that they did. You know, I thought this year was going to be kind of that year to rewrite anything that he didn't do last year and really, you know, give us a reason to continue to love him, because that first year, man, it was he had a dynamic start to that year. He got hurt, and that kind of now leave us all to, you know, believe like that was probably one of the better years that he had, and hopefully, you know, we could probably see him do something. Let me take that back. I don't hope that he does nothing over there in Philly, but man, he's one of my good little buddies, man, so I'm wishing him much success, you know, and hoping that he just have a clean bill of health.
He can have success 15 games a year. I think that's a good compromise, Santana.
Exactly. There you go.
Yeah. What do you think went into the decision? Here's what I can't get past, and I don't want your opinion on this as a guy that's been around the league so much. For somebody to say, I'm willing to take a third-round pick in a coming year to move on from what Jahan Dotson might do over the next 3 years, plus giving up a fifth-round pick as part of the deal, that's basically saying you're betting against a lot of production, I would say, for somebody that was a first-round pick and has enough, has shown some pretty good moments here, maybe not last year, but overall. What do you think went into the decision?
That's a great question, man. I think when it all boils down to it, you know, I'm looking at a lot of different scenarios. I'm saying to myself, okay, if you look at it, he's going into his third year. If he plays well, we got to sign him next year. Do we want to do that? You understand? That's one. Or if he's just not the guy that we want right now, he's not fitting where we want to put him at. We don't really have a spot where we can really say it's home for him, whether it's X, Z, or in the slot. Do I risk having him go out here and have a good productive year? You know, because I do believe that he can play good football. Do I risk having him, you know, having him on a team and he goes out there and play like he played his first year? Now we don't have a chance to really deal him and get nothing for him. You understand? So I look at it like that, man. And you know, but when it all comes down to it, this is a new staff.
Yeah.
You know, they don't owe him anything. He don't owe them much but to go out there and be the guy that they want him to be. And obviously he wasn't that guy, so they went on ahead and dealt him. And that's the only thing I could come up with. That's the conclusion I come up with. He just wasn't a guy that fit their mold or fit in the scheme that they wanted to go out there and see out of their wide receivers.
Santana Moss is with us on Grant and Danny. One of the things I heard yesterday, and really even before that, frankly, from people around the building, was that he's not as physical, whether that's willing as a blocker, catch point, whatever it is, as they're looking for. And that as they've harped on that, it hasn't really changed. And they see guys like Zaccheaus, who's 5'8", or others that maybe are a little bit more urgent or physical, let's say, than Dotson was, and it made them more of a fit. I'm just curious to get your thoughts on that, whether it's willingness as a blocker, you know, physicality at the catch point and what that means to you, because you were also not a big guy. You know, Dotson may have been even, I don't know, you'd have to tell me, maybe a hair bigger than you in terms of height.
Yeah.
But should that be an expectation that he's a blocker, a willing blocker, that he cares to do that? Like, what's your thought on all that?
Yeah, I'm right. I think when you play this game, regardless if you have the ball in your hand at the receiving position or you out there being a decoy or blocking for either the passer, the guy who's running the football or one of your guys who's catching the ball, you got to go out there and win that battle. And I think if that's what something that was said about him, then you can pull up a couple of times. I've seen those slip screens and a guy dominating them, you know, or getting by them. I don't know if that was particularly the reason why, you know, they didn't want to have him around. But I just feel like one of the things about this game, and people take it for granted, that you think just because we catch the ball on the outside, that there's nothing else to our game. You know, I played with guys that was great pass catchers who really wasn't into the blocking thing, but they can get away with that. And then you have some staffs and some groups of coaches that don't tolerate that. You have to be a complete player. I grew up in a complete player kind of mindset because I was a guy also that played defense. So that's why when people kind of compare me to people, I'm like, well, you could never compare me to a small receiver, even though I was one of the smallest. It's because I was a guy that was tough as nails because I was a cornerback at first, you know. So I went through those years of tackling and having to, you know, open field tackles and stuff like that. So that's why it wasn't nothing for me to just be a receiver and take hits. But you have to be tough, man. You have to be tough. And I hate to hear that from you, because if you heard it, then it was said. And you don't want that around hanging over your head as a receiver in this league, because that would definitely get you out the door quick. And I've been on teams, trust me. I've been on teams where I saw guys have that kind of notion about themselves, and trust me, they don't last long. But like I said before, when you a guy that's so good at what you do on the outside, then you may can go unscathed when it comes to, you know, playing. But I don't think he did enough on the outside for them to let that go by. So if that's something that they had, you know, question about, man, then I can easily see that being a reason that a coaching staff don't want you around.
Santana Moss with us here on G&D. You mentioned being on the outside, Santana. You were so prolific, you know, through a huge chunk of your career, even here in Washington, and then kind of made that move into the slot. I think something similar was going on here with Dotson. Help folks understand, educate us a little bit here on what really goes into that. A lot of folks are just going, you're running routes just a little bit closer. But there's a lot more to it than that, and you thrived, obviously, in both roles. What was he going through in terms of those changes going from outside to maybe more primarily slot?
Well, honestly, I don't know what he was going to. Let me clear that up first. I don't really know. But I was hoping that when we came down to the 53-man roster that I was going to see Dotson with that kind of a role in the inside more so than the outside. You know, I saw him play, you know, enough football to say that he had enough game, especially in his route running ability, that I would have loved to see him be able to take on that role in the slot, because I know he's very shifty. He knows how to, you know, work his stems. And when you have that much room in the inside and with a little bit of speed, you can beat anybody. You know what I mean? Now, one of the things about playing on the outside, which what you just, you know, alluded to me playing most of my year at, when I came into this game, that's where they was already trying to put me at, in the inside. They were saying more so guys of my stature don't make it on the outside. And me and guys like Steve Smith and some other guys, you know, was able to prove them wrong, because, like I said before, he was just beast at what we did, I guess you can say. You know what I mean? Let me pat myself on the back a little bit.
Feel free.
And call myself one of them. But, you know, honestly, man, but you got to have that kind of mentality, man. You know, one of the things about this game, believe it or not, man, you know, you take it lightly and say they are receivers. They don't get hit. You got to have some, you know what, big kahunas, bro, to be out there. And when you're on the outside, it's the sideline, that defender in you, what you going to do? So if you half of the time you got to beat that guy, and if they're going to be physical, which I played in the physical era, you have to be just as physical. You have to be a guy that if you don't like using your hands, you got to use your hands. So, you know, I really don't know what it was primarily, but I was hoping that because I didn't see a lot of success out there on the outside when I did see him have those matchups, I was hoping that he could easily transition into the slot. You know, I don't feel like I transitioned. I feel like the slot was my first, you know, that's where I kind of got my first start at in college. I was a slot receiver that then the next year when I became a starting start receiver, I played both D and inside. When I got to the pros, I just knew I was going in the slot, and I played my first 10 years on the outside. I didn't play the slot position until Shanahan, you know, came to me, and I was in year 10, year 11, year 12. So it should be easy to go inside, and I'm thinking that's what they're going to do with him in Philly because they got two studs over there on the outside, man. If you can put Dotson amongst those guys and don't have to really, you know, ask much of him, you know, I hate to say it, I think he'll have a better outing out there with those guys because he don't have to probably be used as much, you know, and I think over here with us, we was trying to really get that first-round pick out of him. You know, you got to be a primary guy, and if you can't be that primary guy, then I don't see fit for you on this team.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Santana Moss on Grant and Danny talking wide receivers. We'll get to the rest of the room in a moment. Wrapping up our Jahan Dotson conversation after he was traded in the division to the Philadelphia Eagles. Correct me where I'm wrong here, Santana, and just kind of coach me up on my philosophy on this. I don't ever really think that the argument someone struggles to beat press coverage should be a deal breaker. Because I think you can coach them into free releases. Like, use stacks, use bunches, move guys around, get them in motion. Use the Mike McDaniel Miami Dolphins cheat motion if you need to. Why is that a good excuse? And I'm not saying that's the sole reason that Dotson fell out of favor or whatever, but you hear that with receivers generally. Like, I don't know if he can beat press. I don't know if we can play him outside. What am I missing there?
What you're missing is if we're spending all this money for you to be on this team as a receiver, you should be able to do something that's, to me, that's wide receiver one-on-one. That's like the easiest thing you should be able to do when you're playing a wide receiver position. And that's one of the reasons why people not going to change their offense for you because you can't beat, you know, press. Now, like I said before, there are certain guys that you're willing to do that for. That's because those guys have something exceptional, you know, that most guys don't have. So you might say, hey, you know what? I'm going to bend a little bit and find ways to get this guy going. But like I said before, when you come in with that ticket, meaning that lottery ticket, and even though it's not the lottery, but anybody in the first round is considered a lottery guy, you know, in our eyes, when you come in with that kind of price tag, teams ain't waiting on you. They want to see it now, you know. And like I said before, you would have hoped that, you know, he had that opportunity to have that time to grow. Because I really think he's going to have – I thought he was going to have a good year this year, just seeing some of the things I saw. But that just goes to show you, man, when you have other guys that's fighting for that same job and the coaching staff is the kind of coaching staff that we have. Hey, they're not here to be, you know, favoring nobody. They want to see who they have, and they said it from day one. If you don't fit what we're trying to do, then you won't be here. And I guess that's what we can say, you know, when you look at this situation here.
Santani mentioned who they have. We know Terry McLaurin. After that, I don't know. I don't know how it's going to look. We've seen Dalmy Brown have good games, but hasn't put together seasons. Yeah. Zacchaeus has been a nice third or fourth option on some teams within the last handful of years. Luke McCaffrey, promising rookie. Jameson Crowder's in his 30s. I don't know how the depth chart's going to look outside of Terry McLaurin. How do you see it? How do you see this group? And who do you think kind of wins some of these roles here?
I think we both would be waiting to see it. Honestly,
yeah.
I think that's a good point you're making. We really don't know, but obviously these coaches have seen enough of the guys they have around. And who knows, man? I leave that door wide open for something down the road. You know, I'm one of those guys. I'm very optimistic about, you know, any and everything. And until the fat lady sing, until it's said and done, then I'm gonna leave that door open. That maybe we might can, you know, stretch our arms. We got the money. You know what I'm saying? You know how they got this little mean, you know, Instagram thing, give me my money. We got the money. So if somebody out there calling for some money, if we want to spread our wings and give somebody some money, I know a couple of receivers that may, you know, be more than happy to, you know, partake in that trade. So who knows, man? I'm just, you know, I'm having fun with it a little bit, just talking. But I do believe that this staff has been doing their due diligence enough to know that, hey, you know, we trust in something that we're seeing from some of these other guys. Especially with guys like, you know, the kids coming over, playing the way he's played, being a guy that played in this league for, what, 5 or 6 years now, having one of those slot roles, who knows? He might be a guy that they lean on to play that slot area. Dalmy Brown, we've been waiting for him to, you know, surface. And I think sometimes people kind of, you know, don't understand that this league is nothing that you can just take for granted. You have to really come in and let the game slow down for you sometime. And a lot of times they don't give you time to do that. Well, fortunately for him, this is year four, and it seems from what I'm just seeing from preseason games that things are slowing down for Dalmy. So I will hope that he's one of those guys to take advantage of that role. And then you got a guy like Luke McCaffrey. We know the tree he comes from, you know what I mean? So when you got a guy that's out there making the plays that I saw him make a week ago as a rookie, that's not a lot of room. And then you got a guy in Jameson Crowder. He's a veteran that can go out there, and we know we can get production from him in the slot. We know we can get production from him outside if we need be, but mostly in the slot and as a punt returner. So, you know, we look at it because it's not a lot of big names. But when you're trying to build a football team, you're trying to get the best for your buck. And when I say the best for your buck, mean if I can stretch one or two players because these guys play multiple positions, whether it's special teams and multiple wide receiver positions, then I might have to take a chance on losing a guy who I think has enough potential but not enough to go out here and beat out these guys, because I can get more out of these guys than I can get out of him.
Tana, before we let you go, I want to circle back to Dalmy for a moment. And that was a good breakdown of each of the guys in the room. It seems like he would have the highest ceiling of those other guys competing for the second spot. Maybe I say that because he was taken in the third round, but we've seen him take the lid off, have a 100-yard game, catch a 75-yard touchdown. He's had a couple moments, but he's had really good camps before. He's had great preseasons before, and it hasn't really translated. Like, why might this be go time for him, do you think?
Well, one of the things I've learned about this league and this game, when you get new staff that come in the door, and you was a guy that was basically on the cusp with the old staff, there's no room for you. You know, we already counting you out. And Dalmy, for some odd reason, I'm going to just put this out there. He's been playing his whole preseason with another guy with his number on. So when you know, when you see another guy wearing your jersey and you thought of yourself a little differently than this organization or this staff, that might make you get on your ball game and say, let me go out here and do something for this spot. Let me go out here and be the guy that I know I can be. Like I said before, I'm just speculating. I'm just talking right now. But who knows? Something has started a fire under him. And whatever happened, I'm happy. Because I just know it's a privilege to play in this level. And when you have the intangibles that he has, especially the speed, the height, and we know he can be a playmaker when need be. When you have that, bro, all you got to do is drop your, you know what, and play some football. And that's what some of these guys got to do, man. You know, we get caught up into so much of this game, man. It's 11 men on the field. That's the luxury we have when we're on the field, offensively, defensively, and special teams-wise. It's 11 players total. As one guy, all I have to do is my job. I can't worry about the quarterback, the lineman, the running back, the tight end. All I got to do is do my job. When guys slow things down and start paying attention closely to their job, that's when the games get slower. That's when the games get easier. So I'm hoping that's what happened to Deami or whoever it may be in that opportunity, in that position to receive his opportunity. Just do your job. And I think that's what I've been seeing mostly from him this preseason, especially in, you know, in training camp. He's just going out there and handling his business. And I think it's a fine time for that for him.
We love talking ball, and we love talking wide receiver stuff with Santana Moss, who had 1,000-yard seasons four different times here in Washington, joining us on Grant and Danny. Hey, before we let you go, are you still a big movie theater guy, or has that slowed for you?
It slowed tremendously, man. You remember those days, huh? I used to go.
Dude, you used to go as much as I did. You were like a movie pass
man,
guy.
Every Tuesday. That was my little way of getting, you know, doing something, getting out of the house. I think now they kind of made us all couch potatoes, man, because they have all these streaming networks. So trust me, I'm still turning them on. I'm just on the couch now most of the time.
But have you seen Deadpool or no?
Didn't see Deadpool yet. No, I just saw Union the other day with Mark Wahlberg and Holly Berry.
On Netflix. It looks, was it good? It looks really good.
Yeah. It was, man. It was entertaining. It was pretty good. Just to see Holly in that kind of role, you know, Mark can do whatever, man. That dude there is phenomenal. I mean, he looks like he's like Marky Mark, but back when he was rapping and stuff, he still looks good, man. He's staying in shape and stuff.
Santana, he wakes up at his trainer comes to his house at 3 in the morning.
Yeah, that sacrifice, man. He's sacrificing that sleep to go out there and continue to look how he's looking, man, so he can keep doing what he's doing out here, putting up those movies, making those, you know, getting those big checks, man. I love it, man.
Making money.
You gotta have that kind of commitment and determination, and he has it. He's been showing it from day one.
Danny, when I was – so this is back before I was married to kids and all that, single on the beat. I'd go to movies all the time, right?
Sure.
I'm either
at
the facility of practice or I'm at the movie theater. And Santana was the only person I knew who would see more movies than me. I was like, we'd be in the locker room. I'm like, you haven't seen this.
He went through all the Oscar winners.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He's like, I've already seen that. It's like you had free screenings or something at your house. I don't know how you did it.
Yeah, nah, you know, it was just Tuesdays with our day off. And that was my way of saying, hey, I'm not going. And once I did my little regimen, you know, get my treatment, get my lift in, you know, I have nothing else to do. So I might as well go to the movies. And that was my thing. I had been doing it for so long that I just felt like, you know, why stop now? And I really didn't stop, like I said before. Like, it's just so much to watch streaming-wise.
Right.
If
yeah.
the stuff is in a movie theater, you can get it in 3-4 days. So, you know, if I miss something, I'm like, well, I'll buy it on whatever it comes out on, you know, Apple or, you know, whatever it may be, Disney or whatever. So that's what I've been waiting on for most of the stuff. But I'm an AMC guy, too. So I was the guy that was trying to make sure everybody stay watching AMC, go participate, you know, all that stuff. I still got my shares and my stock, so trust me, they ain't gonna lose me. I'm one of them guys that 30 years later, you're gonna hear the whole lawsuit fail in, and the people who got AMC stocks got paid. It'll be me, because I'm gonna hold on to my shares.
That is great. Tan, always the best, buddy. Have a great weekend.
Take care, fellas. Appreciate you.
Awesome having Santana back on the show. Nobody better to talk to after a big trade involving a wide receiver here in D.C.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.